You can't see the entire area, but if you look below that kind of dog-legged water slough, you can see the area that we're talking about, and it's basically, you know, empty dirt. Okay, Jessica.
Yeah, I think for me, thank you. I think it probably comes down to how we get funding for it, and I suppose we'd have to decide how much money Silicon Valley Clean Water could provide.
Okay.
But I'd be interested in pursuing it.
Okay. Any other comments? Sounds like we have a...
So, Teresa, you said the state currently owns all this land?
Yes, it's owned by state lands, and it's managed by the Fish and Wildlife Department.
And they have no interest in doing any of this?
We don't know yet. We submitted a report but haven't heard anything back. So this, I brought it up for discussion just to see if we should pursue, you know, answering some of these questions that are coming up now.
Yeah, because...
You know, we could reach out again to state lands and...
Yeah, because we're dealing with probably about 8 different agencies at the federal and state level who all deal with ducks, fish, and whatever else in order to protect our 20 acres down at the end of Marsh Road. And they all have thumbs in the pie. And I was wondering why they wouldn't be interested in doing this and how this relates to the mission of Silicon Valley Clean Water.
Understood. Yeah, I don't know the answer to that because we've not talked with anybody there yet.
Okay. That's our concern. It's, again, our fastidiousness with concern about rates and adding additional $6 million to the expenditures. Since it's not in the mission, I understand everybody loves ducks and fish and other wildlife. I do too. But we have so many state agencies that are involved in that. I'm just surprised that they wouldn't take advantage of this. I mean, we could provide the water if they could provide the construction and maintenance.
One point I do want to make is that the regional board is pushing for projects like this also. We haven't heard from them yet, but I'm sure they would have a say in it also. Sorry, Kim, go ahead.
Oh, that's okay. We did meet, when we were developing this concept, we did meet with somebody on the staff level at Department of Fish and Wildlife. And she indicated that they're managing this area, but they don't have any plans for it, but we're, you know, certainly supportive of it. There have been situations similar to this where another agency wants to provide habitat, and they're certainly in support of building habitat for the freshwater migratory birds.
If we took the lead in this project, would we have to buy the land from the state?
Again, I doubt it, but I don't know the answer specific to that.
Yeah, not many agencies want to give away land.
Right. Nor do I think SVCW would want to purchase this land. I mean, that's... Yeah. Doesn't make any sense, but again, I can't say specific until we talk to them.
Okay.
So nothing else, Commissioner Mortz, or any other my colleagues? If not, I think what you're hearing is that there is interest in getting more information and mm-hmm. finding out part of it is goodwill, part of it is the budget, who's going to pay for it, and I'm in agreement. So if we can just do some of the homework and come back to us and see what the costs and the regulations and, you know, the partnerships that the opportunity for that. So if everybody agrees to that, we'll just move forward. I don't think this is an action item, is it?
This is not an action item.
Just a discussion? Okay. Did anybody else have anything to add, or did I summarize it okay for everyone? Okay, I think that means yes. All right.
Thank you very much. It's good input.
Okay. All right.
And that's all I had under the manager's report.
All right. Financial report, item 5D, 5C.
Yes, there are no additional comments to the report unless there are questions. Thank you.
Any questions for Matt? All right, I don't see any hands up. Thanks, Matt. We will move to item 5D, Engineering Capital Projects Report.
Hi, I have nothing beyond the written report.
Okay. Right. Any questions on the Engineering Capital Projects Report? Okay, if not, we will move on to item 5E.
I have nothing to point out on 5E beyond what's written report.
And then item 5F, the Rescue Program Design Build Project Status Update.
Hi, yes, I do have kind of a late breaking update to give you. Jessica, if you could go to the next slide. This is in regards to the gravity sewer that we are building to connect the Belmont system to the tunnel. So the red box on the bottom left, that's the current location of the Belmont pump station. And the blue line is the alignment of the sewer that we are going to be installing to connect it to the location of the drop structure of the tunnel, which is on the right side of the figure. And we're doing micro tunneling method. Can you go to the next slide? So just very quickly, the way micro tunneling works, it's smaller diameters than the sort of tunneling that we did on the big tunneling project, right? If you look on the left, there's a red tip of the micro tunnel boring machine rotates, and it gets pushed forward from the hydraulic jacks that you can see on the right hand side of the figure. So it kind of rotates and gets pushed forward as it goes through the ground, usually around 500 feet between what's called the jacking shaft, which is what's depicted on this figure, and the receiving shaft at the other end where it gets pulled out. So we have several jacking shafts and receiving shafts on this project. And if you can go to the next slide, Jessica. What they've found is going from JS2 to RS1, so jacking shaft 2 to receiving shaft 1, about halfway, the microtunnel boring machine got stuck, and they thought they were maybe hitting against something hard, something metallic. So they have stopped the microtunneling and dug down in front of the machine to see if something was blocking it. And it appears that there's nothing obvious that it may have hit in order to stop it. So, but the front of the machine isn't rotating the way it's supposed to be. So they think maybe something got jammed in the shaft, or somehow, you know, something got jammed in there and is stopping the mechanism from being able to rotate. So they are currently digging down in order to pull the microtunnel boring machine out of the ground. So they're building they built a small shaft to see if something was blocking it, and now that they've discovered nothing's blocking it, they're building a bigger shaft in order to pull it out and take it apart and find out why it's not working. So this was discovered mid last week, and they've been, they've been exploring and digging down. They expect to have the micro tunnel boring machine out either tomorrow or Wednesday.
So this is just a piece of information for the commission, just to be aware that this is going on. We have yet to follow up with insurance, et cetera, to see. Right now, we're focused on getting to the reason this happened.
Okay, I have a question from Let me just check really quickly. Commissioner Collins. Did you have your hand up from earlier, Commissioner Collins?